shot.
Let's go. Pour the mushroom.
Welcome to the League of Dreaming.
Hello and welcome to episode 383 of the LeagueCast podcast. I'm your host, Nick the King Cooper. Joining me, Aiden Frost Rockarts.
That was like a baby voice crack. Good job, dude.
Yeah, I know.
And
Blue Basket Sweat.
Hey,
Jesus.
Did you even say Colton? Did you say Blue Basket? Fuck, dude.
His new legal name, Blue Basket.
Is it because we have like a bunch of people? That's where we're going to put
news. Oh, fuck, dude.
We have a bunch of people in our live recording chat on this Thursday night. So Nick's nervous.
True. It's like we were doing the live chat or like a live stream chat beforehand. It was cool. It is cool. It's happening still. Hey, this week, boys, it's Riot Games, plural. It's happening.
Wait,
new
what?
Death recap
Small
is
indie
also
company
happening.
Expands?
They're killing all of the memes, honestly. We got Mordekaiser in the Metakaiser to talk about. Roundtable answers from last week. A new roundtable question this week. Cheese pick, which I think is quite spicy, and a bunch of emails that you guys sent in. So. We got a thick show ahead of us with a couple C's in a queue. Aiden, how was your week?
My week was good. I played not that much. Actually, I played almost zero actual League of Legends, I think.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean actual League of Legends? There's no other version of the game, is there?
Yeah, we'll get to that after. But Teamfight Tactics went out of the PBE, and I played a fair bit of that on the first day. And then I've played like one game since because it's impossible to get onto their servers. But for actual League, I didn't play too much. I've just been playing on like a Smurf, like a little bit and having some fun. So not too much League. I played a lot of like other games though. I played some Forza. I played through a bunch of games actually. I finished Transistor this week. I finished, Rime this week. I finished, what was there? There's one more game I finished. I finished like three or four games, dude. It's nice being unemployed.
Did you finish Minecraft finally?
For now.
It's actually not. No, but I had fun. I've had just like a pretty busy week though. I had like lots of birthdays and family get-togethers and stuff too. So I've been busy.
Busy week.
Other than that, I think there's not too much. I'm excited for Teamfight Tactics to actually come out on live server because I think queuing up with eight people is going to be way more fun than just playing it by yourself.
Oh,
like, we played one
sure.
game together, and, like, even that was fun. Like, whenever we'd meet, like, every third round or fourth round or whatever, it was, like, pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, what about you, Colton?
My week was pretty good, but if you want to go into Nick first, since I've got a bunch of background noise happening right now, and I don't want to muck the whole thing up, so Nick, what are you up to?
hey, school and work. Pow! Lots of Path of Exile as well. They've been working to fix like all the crashing issues, and I've noticed a distinct lack of crashing a lot of the time. It still happens occasionally, but that's okay. Played some League of Legends. Played one game of Teamfight Tactics. I'm now up to 9 hours of queue time for one game played. So that's pretty sweet.
The game was fun, though.
It felt super good, yeah. I enjoyed it a lot more than I thought I would, but... Yeah, I think I think that's mostly it. So hopefully Colton is prepared.
Yeah, sorry. It's just, you know, you tell people you're recording and then they all start talking around you and it's real great when they ask you questions. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Anyway, now that my family is gone, my week, thank God, I killed them
Annie
all.
Annie Laurel over. Yeah. It's fucking Annie,
it's just
dude.
A podcast, man. It's not that important.
No, it's just annoying. Anyway, so my week, I did play a good amount of League, played some ranked. I've been basically just playing Kha'Zix again for the first time in a long time, like seriously. So I'm up to D2 30 points right now. So like two games behind Aiden. I was one game behind him, and I played one, and I did well, but everyone on my team did nothing, and I was real sad, because I was like, if I win this game, I can flame him on the podcast, but all I can do is flame Nick for being the only LeagueCast host not in D2 currently. Wait till next week's recap when I'm in D4 again.
We're tied.
When I'm either in D4 or D1, because it's not going to be D2. Anyway, besides that, still been playing a good amount of FTL. Let's see, I've been watching that time I got reincarnated as a slime, and I just finished like the first bit of it that's out there. Good show, pretty enjoyable. But other than that, it's just been pretty much like work, hanging out with friends. Got still my three D&D sessions going, and one of them the party wiped.
Is that our session?
No, you guys barely scratched by. And in your guys's, you guys nearly wiped, but only Warren died. Which I don't. Alex seems convinced that his character died, so I don't know about that.
Everyone's convinced that our characters died.
I mean, maybe we'll just restart then. I don't know. In my mind, Warren's is the only one that died, but we can have that conversation another time. That's pretty much my week. So definitely going to keep playing ranked. I've been enjoying playing Kha'Zix, playing jungle again. It's been pretty fun. I think now that Scuttle spawns later, that makes me really happy as a jungler. Because, like, the amount of stupid shit that happened around Scuttle all the time, I hated. So I'm definitely a bigger fan of where the jungle is right now, and I've been playing more of it.
But Colton, Reddit told me that the Scuttle nerfs were going to destroy the jungle.
No, it's better. Because pathing actually matters again now.
But
now you don't need to pick cryo mids.
The role.
You don't need to play cryo mids.
The role's
anymore.
Supposed to be gotten from the game. You just sent two people top lane.
Yeah, huh?
Colton. Colton, the jungle's better?
Yeah, the jungle's much better in my opinion now. I know some people love Scuttle how it was, PB's but I'm glad.
Sorry everyone, we're taking a quick break trying to jump into the PvE.
I'll keep talking well, while you guys do that. Oh boy.
Like, 1 minute Q7000! Oh my god! We did it!
Pog.
Jesus Christ, they hate you
everyone,
guys.
Everyone on the count of three, we're all gonna dab at the same time, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
One, two, three, dab.
It's great for the audio podcast. You guys.
No. The people listening are going to do it as well. And
yeah,
you're going to press that back 15 seconds button and do it.
Yeah, no, I was just saying, for those of you who are subscribed to our ultra secret premium Patreon for $25 a month, you guys will get the video of all three of us dabbing.
It doesn't exist, by the way. That's false advertising.
I know it is. It's fake.
Yeah, we've lost all the money. Oh, lawyers are on the phone. Oh, we're in lawsuits. Uh-oh.
Sorry, guys. We're going to have to cancel the show. We'll see you next week on Teamfight Tactics Cast. but yeah, that's pretty much the entirety of my week, I guess. I haven't played any Teamfight Tactics. I'm just going to wait until it comes out live. So that's pretty much it, yeah.
I have one more thing. I'm going to post it to our Discord.
Another one.
So I had my... 16th birthday this week. It's my sweet 16. And for my birthday, my cousin made me Tom Kench. He made a 3D model of Tom Kench and got it 3D printed for me. I'm not sure if I showed you this. It's really, really cool, actually.
Ooh, I did see the...
Yeah, I was wondering where you got that. So did Trevor make that?
Yeah, he 3D modeled it and then got it printed and sent to me. It's actually really cool. It's sick.
It's actually super sick.
Yeah.
If only you knew an artsy individual who could, like, paint it.
Yeah, I know, really. I wish.
Unfortunately, we don't know anyone who has talent in the arts.
Okay.
Ooh, I got on Pog. Okay, back to the show.
Yeah, great show, everybody. Sorry, true. Teamfight Tactics is up. We're gonna be done here.
Teamfight Tactics is on the PBE. It is Riot's answer to Dota 2 Auto Chess, and it is one of the smoother feeling games that I've played. Feels super good, super intuitive. Every button, like you think something should work one way, and it works that way, which is not the case in Auto Chess. So, really good. I didn't notice any bugs in particular. Anything game-breaking? I only played one game. Aiden won it. He smashed.
There's been a couple game-breaking bugs and then a couple like of balance issues, but they've been pretty quick to like hotfix everything. So like they're just kind of like patching stuff immediately because obviously in beta. Like there was a bug a couple days ago where for like it wasn't even like an hour. It was like for 20 minutes, if you purchased like the Force of Nature upgrade, which usually gives you 1+1 team size, it was giving you +1 team size every turn. Which is a huge bug, but it was like literally like as soon as the server went up, someone found that bug, and then it was patched by the end of like the first game.
Yeah, I remember watching Toast stream last night, and at one point he had like 15 units.
Yeah.
Yeah, super fun. Do you have a favorite unit so far, Aiden?
I think my favorite unit is Pike right now. It's because I think everyone thinks he's super low tier, but when you give if you give Pike Titanic Hydra, he like just goes dashes through their entire team, then just AoEs them backwards, AoEs them backwards, ooh, AoEs them backwards, then dashes through their entire team. It's really good if you get a tier 3 Pike with Titanic. I feel like that's like super underrated. I've seen no one else do it, and it's like kind of like wrecked shop a little bit. What about you?
In my one game, I found myself really enjoying Kassadin. He seems very strong.
Mana burn's gross in that game.
Yeah, it was like if Kassadin got on their hard carry, that was pretty much like that was pretty much it. So yeah, super fun. Very excited for it to come to the live servers, not be in PBE. And then Riot released a video. It was a video today, right? Riot Please?
Yeah, it was like a Riot Please. They haven't done one in a year.
Where they announced a bunch of stuff that they wanted to focus on, new client. But I think the biggest news was that they are intending to fix Death Recap in the next patch?
Patch 9.14. We're on 9.12 right now. So within a month. Okay.
Yeah.
So, which is pretty cool.
Super cool.
Yeah, so they're changing it so that it just separates between skill shots and point and clicks. And so then it's just going to total those two separately and say, your fault or game's broken.
Gotcha. I actually really like that. That'd be sick.
It looked really clean, though, from what they showed. So hopefully it actually works. I don't expect it to, but it probably will. Hopefully.
That'd be such a fun stat to be in the game, though, of like how much damage you took was like avoidable. I think that'd be such a fun stat to be able to look at.
Targeted versus untargetable, yeah.
Yeah, or right. We were just like, oh, I took like 23,000 damage this game. Only 1,000 of it was like skill shots. You're just like, damn, you know, that was really good. Or, you know, and I mean, I guess calculating like what missed to be like, oh, only like 1,000 damage hit of what could have been like 15, like that'd be so much harder to calculate. But at least knowing like what percentage of what did hit you was skill shots, I think that'd be really fun to be able to look at. And it would be like, it'd be such a funny stat to see in like LCS where they pull it up and they're like, and as we can see in this game, you know, Faker only got hit by, you know, 400 damage worth of skill shots and like AoE abilities.
I think it'd be pretty easy if they just added like a hidden value in abilities, just like a 1 or a 0 indicating like, oh, is this, can you miss this ability? Yes or no?
Yeah, I think it would be a relatively easy stat to track. I don't know if they ever will, but I think that would just be really fun to look at.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. All right, let's move into Mordekaiser, where we finally have the namesake here, Mordekaiser. So, has anyone played a lot of Mordekaiser?
First, I just want to say, how many listeners do you think don't understand that some of our sections are jokes, joke names based on characters?
I think 100% of them do.
I bet you there's a small portion that don't understand that.
Is anyone currently in chat that doesn't understand that?
Meaning Mordekaiser, Rising News, Bi-Weekly Update, Mail Fight. Like, I feel like there's definitely like a couple people who don't get that.
And it's are you like, just like, calling the most them out right now?
It's like the most obvious thing in the world.
Putting them on blast?
Yeah.
That's pretty fucked up. Hey, even if you're out there and you didn't get that until just now, we appreciate you. We love you. And please send dollars our way. We're starving artists. Who knows?
Please give money. Thanks.
Please. Money, please.
What we need is them to release like a round table character or someone who has like round or table in their name. And then
true.
Them or Gucci. Cool.
Yeah, Mordekaiser. So his most recent rework, yeah, he's super good. He had a lot of things hotfixed I got hotfix nerfed last week, I think. Yeah, last week. But yeah, we're going to talk about his abilities. His Q is Obliterate. He smashes the ground with his mace, dealing magic damage to all enemies in an area, and that amount is increased if he hits only one unit. His W is Death Grasp, or his E, I'm sorry, is Death's Grasp. He gains magic penetration passively, and when he activates it, he pulls enemies in the chosen area closer. And it's sort of like Swain, only the back half of Swainy, the Swain pull, mm-hmm. So super cool. His W is Indestructible. He stores a portion of all damage that he deals and takes as a potential shield. When he activates it, it grants him the shield and maybe cast a second time to consume it, healing him for a percentage of the remaining value. And that's the order we're going to be maxing abilities, QEW, and then we all know his ultimate, where you go into the Shadow Realm, you get dueled. Mm-hmm. He steals a portion of your stats for the duration. And there have been some wonky bugs. Like today, I saw that if your package spawns on Corki while you're in the Death Realm, it stays in there.
As it should.
So, yes, it should. UPS delivered it. Go pick it up.
You try to like bait him into fighting you so you can...
Yeah. You just trap his package.
And then he just interrupts your channel anyway.
It's a big brain.
Yeah, Flash Ignite, Flash TP, I think depends on your lane, honestly. But those are the two summoner spells to go.
I think Flash Smite.
Flash Smite, can also
yeah,
work.
I guess if you're ghosted, or if you're jungling, sorry, not ghosting. Aiden likes him as a jungler. I think I prefer him as a mid laner. Or like
I think Riot had it right when they made him an AD carry, and they should really send him back to his roots.
So here we
go. We can get pizza feedback, thank you.
I think he's a good jungler because his clear is super, super strong.
Yeah.
He doesn't really have any ganks. I think the problem is that he's obviously better mid and top right now because his numbers are fucked. His numbers are all overtuned. Fair. I think once they nerf his numbers, which they're going to, there's no way they don't nerf his numbers. Like, he just can outduel everyone. And if he ults you, you die 100% mm-hmm. of the time. Unless if you're like, if you have. If you have 20 kills, then maybe he doesn't kill you. It's more the fact that he steals stat. It's like Trundle. When Trundle ults you, he usually kills you. It's the same mm-hmm. idea, right? He steals your stat, and then you have to 1v1 him. Like, it's not balanced. But when they nerf him, I feel like jungle will be a lot stronger. I feel like your clear is still going to be just as fast, except that you're not going to have to like constantly fight people who can beat you up in lane.
Yeah, I mean, he pretty much gets a Bami Cinder at level 1, which is wild. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I suppose that's a good analysis. But currently, probably pick him in a lane just so you can abuse him harder.
Yeah, I agree.
I have a weird build preference. I've seen a lot of people just go like full AP, go some like Rylai's, Liandry's. Let's see, Proto Belt would be good. Merlinomicon, Zhonya's, stuff like that. Boots varying depending on your matchup between, I think, Tabby and Merc Treads almost exclusively.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go Sork Shoes. I really prefer going either Spirit Visage or Dead Man's first. Because I think his base damage... I mean, and this build will probably change as his numbers get nerfed. But his base damages are high enough. And if you take Conqueror, like, you get that going. You don't really need extra damage. And if you just have that, like, that tankiness, there's no one in the game who can kill you.
So here's my only problem with that, is I think Rallies is too strong of a first item on him.
Yeah, Rallies is super good because it's passive.
But. And it's not that I think that, I think Spirit Visage is like an item that you always build, no matter what, you like always build it as like your last or second last item. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's too good not to have in your build. But say, I think Rallies has so many strengths with it slow, obviously even working on your passive in it like a huge AoE, that you can't not build it first, which then makes Liandry's a stronger item. Obviously, Rallies and Liandry's combination is like kind of makes strong, Liandry's a way better item, which makes Liandry's, which I don't think Liandry's by itself is a stronger item than Spirit Visage, but the Liandry's Rallies combo is definitely stronger than Visage. So then you're already three items deep with your boots, right? And then it's like, well, I have to build at fourth item. I need like something like Morello's to like give me like pen. So then you're already four items into your build, and then you have to decide between Zhonya's and Visage, and then you have to decide between Hat, and yeah, it's like, I feel like everything's so good on him that you keep delaying your items for Visage, or keep delaying Visage for your other items.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, he's a champion that is, you know, not relying on anything, honestly, outside of Rylai's. So, yeah, having that ability to be versatile in your build and push back that Spirit Visage is super beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think that's pretty much it for items. Despite being super versatile, he doesn't have, like, a huge array of items. I like Deadman's on him because of the move speed. You get that extra armor, but it's a personal preference. I do kind of wish he had any AD scalings whatsoever, which I realize is kind of like, yeah, that makes him OP, but also make Death Dance super good.
Which it also would make Trinity Force really good.
That's fair, yeah. But I think having that, like, heal for a portion of the damage you deal, that's on Gunblade as well, super good on him. Combination with Conqueror, which is what you're going to be taking.
Plus you can get that slowdown also, which is really nice, and stick on them a little better, and then hit the E, obviously.
For runes, I would pretty much only recommend going Conqueror, go Triumph, go Tenacity, and then honestly your pick, probably Coup de Grâce. Coup de Grâce, I think, just the best.
I just feel like Last Stand and Cut Down are such, like, those runes need to be altered, right? They're like, so Cut Down is the rune that you run on 95% of characters in the game. Last Stand, you run on Tryndamere and Karthus. You know what I mean? Like, and
maybe
then
maybe Tom Kench into a rough,
like,
lane.
Still, like, you don't want to, you don't do enough damage during that time to make Last Stand good. Sure. And then Cut Down, you run on a couple AD carries in Yuumi. Like, it's so weird. It just feels like those ones need to be way stronger, or need to have, like, a way easier proc, like, time.
Yeah, it's just, like, the Coup de Grâce is so good because your goal is to kill champions, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you're, like, the other ones are so situational. It's like, yeah, but I also want to kill champions with less health than me, and I also don't want to be almost dead when I do it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. Yeah. So yeah, probably Coup de Grâce there, and then I would 100% Taste the Blood, Ravenous Hunter. I don't think there are many better alternatives. I could see something a little cheesier with Inspiration.
Yeah.
If you wanted to do something like that, but
Inspiration is your only other choice, I think.
Yeah.
Or you could go, well, on Jungle, you have the option of going Sorcery Razor second and picking up the two movement speed, Celerity and Water Walking.
Yeah.
But for lane, I think you can only really go Domination, really.
And it just helps so much having, like, so much healing from Conqueror, so much healing from Ravenous Hunter, from Taste of Blood, from that's increased by Spirit Visage, that if you go something like a Gunblade, it's going to be increased even further, like, makes them very, very tanky despite not building many tank stats.
Mm-hmm. So. And then for your, like, actual, like, what do you want to call them? Your combat runes, if you will. Mm-hmm. Just go double damage and then choose between armor or magic resist based on your lane. But double damage, like, you don't need attack speed or cooldown reduction or anything. So just double damage and then one of the two defensive.
Yep.
I think maybe in a really, really hard lane, like, if you want to go double armor, double MR, you can do that. But typically,
actually,
AP is the way to go.
I think if you are jungling, you should take the attack speed, because I think that leads to more damage overall.
Attack speed when jungling is pretty much always the way to go.
Mm-hmm. But in lane, double offense.
Yeah.
Cool. Best skin. Ooh, that's actually a good question.
Can we talk about who's good against him first?
Yeah, sure.
Who do you think is good into him? Because I feel like he's a character who bullies 99% of lanes and 99% of junglers. Like, he's just too strong, right?
So,
if he does get through champion select and you're not first pick so the enemy team picks him, who do you pick against him?
So, what lane?
Let's just say top, just because
top
I feel like
lane,
there's more options.
Olaf, Gangplank. Completely negate his ultimate.
Okay.
Gangplank, you can just survive, like, harass with Klepto, farm with Q if you need to. Olaf, you can actually bully him and then negate his ultimate with your ultimate.
Mm-hmm.
So I think those are the two best options top lane.
Yeah, I think, like, there's something to be said about, like, the Jaxes of the world that, like, can actually sit there and fight him at a certain point. And especially if you go, like, a tankier build with, like, Grasp, you can get there more safely. But I don't know. I don't think there's any, like, super, super hard counters aside from, I think, Olaf and Gangplank definitely. Just being able to walk out of that ult and not lose the stats, real good.
I think Klepto Karma or, like, Klepto Karma top or, like, mid Karma with, like, whatever you take on. I'm not even sure you take on mid Karma.
Probably
either
take
way.
Comet.
The idea, like,
you go airy, or at least I do.
No, true.
Okay. But, like, I feel like Karma's insane against him. Like, he doesn't have enough consistent damage to ever kill her with her heals, her shields, and her, like, slows. He just can't stick on her and kill her because his Q's up every 4 seconds, but she can just run around him and heal up before he has enough another Q up. I feel like it's a really, really good counter.
He doesn't have a good way to break her tether either.
Yeah.
So it's just even harder for him.
Also, no matter what... Sorry,
go ahead.
I was going to say, no matter who you're playing against him, if you're playing an AD character, build QSS. Actually, even if you're playing an AP character, build QSS. Mm-hmm. There's no reason not to. If you have 5 QSS on your team, he doesn't have an ultimate.
Yeah. It's such a huge portion of his kit.
It's a hard counter. Like, that is insane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, but it's right. Like, that's the QSS tax, right? That's the reason that Malzahar and Skarner have the roles that they do, right? Like, you pick Mordekaiser, they either, one, have to deal with that nonsense, or they all have to take 1,200 gold out of their build to be able to counter that. And that's the same thing, yeah, like, Malzahar, Skarner, I think, are the biggest two. I mean, like, Ashe is maybe up there with her arrow, but, like, that's definitely an established mechanic in the game of, like, you buy the QSS against this character or they're going to fuck you. That's your choices. That's
true. Yeah. And you can activate it at any point during the ultimate to remove it. Which is not what we were led to believe, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But, hey, that's okay. Best skin now? Are we at that?
I believe so, yeah.
Is there anything else we need to talk about for him? We don't need to talk about any of the, like, super niche mechanics on him. I feel like they're not useful enough. Did I link you that video of, like, all these crazy Mordekaiser mechanics, or no?
I believe you did, yeah. They were all, like, pretty cool, but nothing necessary. Yeah.
Like, they just, like, some of them are just, like, things that you might not know. Like, your Q, so your passive, you need to hit 3 targets to get your passive going, right? Your Q is unique in the fact that if there's 3 units, you hit 3 units with your Q, it will instantly proc your passive. I didn't know that, mm-hmm. Like, for example. Like, wait, little things what? Like that, I don't
but
know.
But it has to be, alright, it has to be large monsters or champions.
Okay.
Like, yeah, I meant
more
it on,
reasonable.
You can't proc it on 3 minions, yeah.
Yeah, I just didn't know that. I feel like it doesn't even say that in the tooltip, though, that you can hit 3 characters with it, and then it procs it. But yeah, a lot of them are, like, cheesy shit, like, if you cast your E right as you're coming out of your ultimate, your E's invisible, stuff like that, where I don't feel like it's important enough to, like, be a mechanic, right? Cool. Best skin for...
Did you guys see the video? I think it was Broxa ulting a kindred who had just ulted, but he brought her into, like, the Shadow Realm and it disappeared.
It's, was Caps doing it to Yankos' jungler. Oh, no, sorry. Caps doing it to his jungler, yeah. Or whoever it was. It was, like, one of those people.
Mm-hmm. You could hear it in the background. Yeah.
Pretty funny.
Yes.
But anyway, yeah, best skin. I think probably Lord now.
I like Lord the most.
I think Dragonite.
That's fair. The worst is King of Clubs now, which used to be his best skin. So they ruined that. That skin looks like shit, dude. It looks like he's a beer belly.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, like, they all look really good, except for King of Clubs.
Yeah.
But
cool.
Hey, that is Mordekaiser. Let's jump into the roundtable question.
So last week's question, which you guys, well, I think I posted it before. I think you guys just did it for me before I left.
I think so.
Was Riot Games comes to you with a request. We need a completely new skin line. What's your answer? We got some answers from our Discord and a couple from Facebook. From our Discord, Twisted Fajita Beater Peter said, Secret Agents, MI5, Kingsman-style skins, tuxedo-wearing Graves with the suitcase instead of his shotgun. Jin throws a lighter out. Nasus with a walking stick and mustache. When Eve goes invisible, she throws on a brown trench coat. That kind of stuff. I feel like that'd be super, super cool.
That'd be fun.
Butt Stuff said retro, and it's just their old models from season 1. Could you imagine paying money for an old model?
No, absolutely
no.
not. Absolutely not.
It'd be fine, but it looks so bad.
I think every single model that they've done is just strictly better than the old ones. Like, you guys have Classic Trundle, Classic Karma, right?
Mm-hmm.
God, they're awful.
Yeah. And they're still even updated. There's just...
Yeah.
Still, like, not pretty.
Yeah.
What the Hey said, superhero skin, Spider-Man Amumu, Iron Man Jace, Hulk Mundo, or Zach, Black Widow, Misfortune Hawkeye, Varus, Thorn. Oh, Thor, I did that. Wait. One back for all of those. You get the point. I was like, I was so confused
Zach
for like
Black
half.
Black Widow.
Oh, because he said Hulk, Mundo, or Zach. That's where it comes from. Ah, either way, yeah. I feel like licensed skins would be cool. I don't think it's ever going to happen. I don't think they actually would do it either, honestly.
Yeah.
Broken Banjo said, what about Zodiac theme? Taurus, Alistar, Leo, Warwick. Mm. I feel like that would be a really easy skin line for them.
And that could be a pretty fun like event, right? When they do like Lunar Revel or something.
Yeah. Yeehaw said, Gangplank, but he's just an orange. Nice. I would love a fruit skin line. I would love the awful skins where they just don't look like characters and no one knows what they are. That'd be my kind of game. It's like the good old days.
Yeah, there should be a game mode.
Where, remember the old days where you could have your own, like, you can still do it, I think.
Yeah,
you have to install the skins.
Skins.
Yeah, custom skins locally and stuff. They're just awful. They always looked bad.
Not the vending machine cinched was the way to go.
That's the one I went to as well, yeah.
Mega JTN said, I'd love to see a modern day family skin line with like children Annie, Amumu, and Zoe with, I don't know, Janna as mom and Tark as dad or something. Hmm. That'd be pretty cool. From our Facebook, Adam said, gamer pro skin line. Give everyone headsets, keyboard, mice, and gamer chairs, laptops, Hot Pockets, right? We'll love it because they can even throw in a gaming supply sponsor. Sean said, void skins for everyone. I would love like a like kind of like a someone's been consumed by the void type of skin. That'd be super
cool. Like a corrupted Jarvan or something like that.
That would be so fucking cool. Last but not least, Jamie said, the definitely Lux skin line. Every champion with the skin just looks like Lux. That'd be good.
I'm just imagining, like, these big burly characters just, like, wearing Lux's outfit, and it's just, like, not fitting properly.
Yeah.
Like, Garen's just, like, walking down the lane, and he's got, like, her little staff instead of his giant-ass sword and shoulder blades.
It's just like that one scene from JoJo.
Yeah, actually, though.
This week's roundtable question, though, is what phrase annoys you the most when playing League?
What if I don't have a phrase, I just have a word?
Oh, I know what your ears is just GG easy, right?
Oh, no.
Oh, that one tilts you.
That one
is an answer.
You.
Yeah,
I mean,
triggers you hard.
I just report them because that's against the Summoner's Code.
It means you're triggered. You're triggered, dude.
I think the word priority or prio.
Yeah.
It's just like, I don't like that word.
I don't like it in any situation other than pro play. When my fucking teammates in whatever garbage ELO tell me, oh, I didn't have pro, or. I had prio or you had prio or whatever, I'm like, go fuck yourself, you don't know how the game works.
yeah like, oh, how does this Syndra have prio? I don't know, dude, prio is a mystery. I don't know.
My Nick is very, very similar, and it's
okay
talking about like when we have late game or don't surrender, we have late game. Go fuck yourself. You're 0-8. If we don't have late game, you fucking fed. You're losing us the game. When someone who's negative tells us, don't worry, we have late game, I want to run it down. Like, you... Oh, dude, it tilts me. Because it's never someone who's, like, doing well who's like, yeah, man, we got late game. It's always someone who fed their lane, and they're like, nah, I scale.
It's like, I picked Nasus. I'm at 2 stacks now, but give me 20 minutes, I'll be at 4.
Yeah. Ugh. Yuck. What about you, Colton?
I don't know. Like, I'm trying to think of one that, like, specifically triggers me. And the closest thing that I can get to is, like, when one lane is losing but everyone else is winning and they are just, like, FF, like, GG, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not so much, right, like, what they actually say, but the sentiment of, like, oh, bot lane is 0-3, and even though the rest of the map is up, like, 10-1, they're gonna try and give up and, like, throw the game. I guess the other thing is just like a jungler is people being like, hey, this, you know, you could gank here. And again, it's not so much how they say it, but like the sentiment of like, yeah, this lane was gankable. We'll say that's mine, gankable. And you're just like, you don't know what that means. Like, there wasn't an opportunity there. Like, they had summoners up, they had escapes, your lane doesn't have CC. Like, I'm a level 2 Kha'Zix, and it's against a Janna Ezreal. Like, there is no way that's ever going to work out unless they flash at me the second I come into lane.
Yeah.
So, gankable. We'll call that my trigger phrase. Because I feel like a lot of people don't play jungle. I feel like jungle is probably the one where, like, the most people just don't play it.
Mm-hmm.
Right, like, of any role, there, like, right, if you know how to play top, you kind of know how to play mid. If you know how to play, like, AD carry, you kind of know how to play support. Like, if you don't play jungle, you don't play jungle.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, people are going to throw out, like, this was gankable, or, like, this was a free gank, and you're like, no, no, it really wasn't. There was no chance. So that's my answer. Where can our listeners send their answers?
To our Facebook at LeagueCast, to our email mail, leaguecastpodcast.com, or come into our Discord and post in our roundtable section.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Cheese pick.
All right, now this one, courtesy of Nick Cooper, who was the inception behind this. I just gave it the stupid pun name. So Nick, are you familiar with the branch of science that studies birds? It's called ornithology. And this lane has Ornn and Anivia, so it's Ornnivthology. Yeah, there you go. And it's a bot lane combo. So you pick Ornn as the support with, you know, obviously Targons. Anivia, you're probably going to go just like a standard Comet or Airy build. Probably Comet. But the thing that's really nice about this is that while Ornn is like E-ing at someone, you can just drop the wall on them while he's in the air and immediately get the stun guaranteed. And then that guarantees the Anivia Q, which then guarantees enough time for a Braum, or sorry, Ornn to like get his Bellows Breath and get the auto attack. Like, it's a ton of CC, a lot of magic damage coming out of the spot lane. So if you're going to do it, you're going to need like an AD mid or an AD jungler to kind of counteract it. Ornn and Anivia, both nutty in the late game, both have amazing CC and wave clear, and how on earth are you ever going to dive this lane?
Like, true.
You're walking into stuns and slows and walls, and oh wait, there's an egg. Like, you cannot dive this lane ever.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's actually probably pretty good. You're going to have even nuttier late game when Ornn gets to upgrade one of Anivia's items. It's good, and I think Ornn, especially as a support, it's going to be tough because you're not going to get those levels as easily to get those upgrades, but if it does go late, it's real strong.
Yeah, and we'll probably give that a shot this week sometime.
Yeah, I want to try playing that.
Yeah, sounds good. Hey, that brings us to Malphite.
It's Malphite
time. We have a number of emails, and the first one is from Budstuff, and he said, I was recently poking around the wiki and noticed a little symbol next to character names. After clicking on it, I found... Oh, Aiden, you going to click on it?
I clicked on it.
Okay, because this is essentially trivia. So now you're the host.
Oh, I'm not. I haven't looked at it. I hadn't read
okay.
it.
Okay.
Closed
up. I found it to be the character's, trivia. Quote, class. Every character in League has been given a class, and they each only have one class, which has an attribute. For example, Nami is of the class Mage with an attribute of Enchanter. And I was looking at Fiddlesticks, who is the class Specialist, which the wiki says, Specialists are a diverse group of champions who do not fit into a neat little box. Now, some of the fun champs in this class make sense, but a few don't, and I think it would be fun to see how many of them you can guess. Here's the wiki article. There are 14 champions in the list. I assume that I will be the host.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to this.
Okay. So we're trying to name all the specialist characters.
Yeah,
so
we'll
there's
go back
weird
and forth.
Characters.
Yeah. So who wants to start?
I'll go. Is Ivern a specialist?
Someone can keep track. No, Ivern is not a specialist.
Wrong. Is Heimerdinger a specialist?
Heimerdinger is a specialist. 1 point to Aiden.
Oh boy, I'm gonna get fucking demolished here. Let's go with. Fuck, I'm really bad at this. I can't even like think of any. Ornn.
Ornn is not.
Yeah, I don't want to just spend the whole time thinking. So if I can't think of one, I'll just kind of throw one out there.
Yeah.
What about Graves.
Graves is a specialist.
Okay, I think I understand where it's going.
Okay. Jin?
Jin is not a specialist.
I feel like there's going to be a lot of transform characters. What about Shyvana?
Shyvana is not a specialist.
What? She turns into a dragon. Her kit changes.
Jace.
Jace is not a specialist.
What about Gnar?
Hang on one second. Let me read the other classes.
Okay.
Because maybe that'll... So there are controllers, which are kind of like supports, fighters, which include juggernauts and divers, mages, who are artillery, battle mage, and burst, marksmen, slayers, which include assassins and duelists, specialists, and then tanks. So those are the other classes aside from specialists. Gnar is a specialist.
Okay.
Hell, man, I don't fucking know.
I have strategy.
Kane is not a specialist.
Okay, Kane should be a specialist, let's be real. Elise?
I think he qualifies as Slayer. Elise is not a specialist.
What? They have wrong.
Jax.
Jax is not a specialist.
He's a fighter.
He's a fighter.
I know he's a fighter. But
what about Nidalee?
Nidalee is a specialist.
Okay, I'd stump that.
Designation is dog shit.
That's what he's saying, too.
Do you want to give up? Are the rest of any of them easy, like, that we're missing?
Because
I felt honestly, like Graves and Heimerdinger were super easy. That was the only two, though.
Yeah, I think... I don't think there are too many others that are easy.
What about
Yorick?
Yorick is not.
What about Singed?
Singed is.
Okay, I can see Singed. Aiden, I think, beat me 6-0.
It was not very
which is
close.
Fine. This taxonomy is absolute garbage. No, it is. Rid of it.
I don't disagree.
I think Heimer and Graves make sense because they have traditional roles that don't fit into, right? Like, Graves is an AD carry. He does AoE auto attacks, right? I feel like that makes sense. And Heimer obviously is, like, fucking stupid. And then I thought all the transform characters would be on there, but only half of them are.
It's strange to me that some of them are. So Nidalee and Gnar are the transform ones that are on here.
Is Kled on there?
Why? Kled is not on here.
So Gnar is because he transforms against his will, right? That doesn't fit into anything, I'm assuming.
I get Gnar. I don't think Nidalee is really
Nidalee feels like Elise should also be on there then.
So maybe it's
I guess because she's not as unified in theme. Where like Elise is obviously going to like pop you as an assassin or like a mage, right? Is the designation, I guess. But Nidalee, not so much, even though she does just as much damage.
Well, I think it's like... I don't know. So Nidalee's human form has one damage ability, a scouting ability, a heal utility, and then when she swaps, she becomes this, like, fighter, right? This is assassin. Elise has fighting spells, like, in both forms, and that's pretty much it. The other champions, though, Azir, Cho'Gath, Fiddlesticks, Gangplank, Kale, Kennen, Quinn, Teemo, and Zilean.
I could see Zilean. That was about it, though. Maybe Azir, actually. Azir makes sense because he has soldiers, which are weird.
I understand it, but, like, again, I think that it's really not a good classification still. Because, like, a lot of those still fit, like, a particular role, like, 80% or, like, 70%. And I think that's plenty to put them in there. Like, I'm totally fine calling Graves a marksman, even if he's like a unique marksman, right? He does things differently, but you still get an idea. You get a good enough idea of how that works by just calling him one.
But then, like, I feel like there are champions I could go in there. Like, Azir should be a marksman as well. The defining feature of a marksman is that they excel at dealing reliable, sustained damage at ranged. Like, hey, that's Azir.
I mean, I guess that's any mage then with ranged abilities. I guess so. Yeah. Like, but... I guess that's my problem with. I don't know. I think I'd need to read through all of the classification, but off the bat, I don't think I like it. And the categories you read,
an overview, yeah. But yeah, that was fun. Thank you, Mr. Buttstuff.
Next email is Patrick, and he starts the roundtable answers. Skin line of different pro players. Along with lines of the Rise music video. Along the lines of the video, okay. So no team designation, so as not to conflict with world skin, so just actual players.
to like figure-wise, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be real cool. I think that'd be like an amazing thing, and I don't know. It's tough, right? Because like nobody imagines that League is going to die anytime soon, but also nobody imagines that League's going to be here in 20 years. Or at least like in my mind, right? Like I can't see it ending, but I also can't see it living like another 15, 20 years. But like if they did do like the Hall of Fame thing, like wouldn't that be so cool? It's like, here's your Hall of Fame induction. Like, here's your dedicated skin.
Yeah. Right. That'd be super sick.
Be like, okay, this is the, you know, Xpeke Kasanen skin, or, you know, the Frog and Anivia skin, or the Faker Rise skin, all that good stuff. Onto his actual email, though, is... do you guys know the number of games it takes the average Diamond player to get Diamond from the start of the season, regardless of starting tier? Example, it took me 300-ish games to get to Plat from Silver. Also, is this season's tiers equivalent to last season? Is Gold still Gold and Diamond still Diamond? Or is it easier than last season? Thanks for keeping the free content coming. It helps me get through the work week. Happy birthday to Aiden and Nick. Thanks, Patrick. Thanks.
Thank you.
I think with the exception of that wonky early season Diamond stuff, the ranks are still the same.
I think
I'd say everything like up to Plat is probably kind of how it, like, okay, so right, Bronze is slightly better because Iron exists now, so there's like a small shift there. I think Silver, Gold, Platinum are the same, and then I'd say Diamond, right, because there's more players in D4 because D5 is gone, but I also think that with the introduction of the extra tier above, that's changed things a little bit up in that top tier, like D1 to Challenger.
I linked a comparison between the beginning of Season 8, or sorry, like the middle of Season 8 versus middle of Season 9 in our Discord. And they're pretty similar for the most part. The only difference is that bottom of like Diamond is like the top of Plat now, sort of thing. Really?
Yeah, but I think that has a lot to do with the early season stuff.
Yeah.
Like I think next season, hopefully, when these things are fixed and you can't climb with a 35% win rate, that these numbers will like, I don't know, return to normal.
I mean, you also have the same thing in Plat, looks like. Like bottom of Plat is like the same as Gold 2 and Gold 1 last season.
Yeah, but I do think that's kind of a push down from the top, I guess.
Even goes down to Gold too.
Or a push, like, yeah, that's true. A push up, like, from Iron.
I think this is a better distribution. Don't get me wrong. I don't think you should have Diamond 4 be like top 2% of players or something like that. Like Diamond 4, well, I think should be like top 10% or something, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, it was like what? Diamond included, let's see, Bronze, Silver, Gold, Plat, Diamond. 2/6 of the player base, a third of the player base, like, or a third of the total amount of like distributions were Diamond plus, and only sub 2% of the player base could reach it. Like, yeah, this is definitely a more healthy distribution.
Like you're bottom of Diamond 4, like 0.T4, and you're top 4% right now, which I feel like bottom of Diamond should be top 10. Like, I feel like that's still a huge achievement, but it's like more achievable. Like, 4% for top, for like Diamond 4, when there's still Diamond 3, Diamond 2, Diamond 1, Master, Grandmaster, Challenger. That's insane to me. Like, I'm 50 points D2, right? Which, in theory, there's one tier between us, right, Nick? So we're a tier and a half away from, or I guess 2.5 tiers away from each other.
But that's such a huge jump.
0.5% of top.
Yeah.
There is 41,000 players between us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's huge. Like, it shouldn't be that crazy, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, well, and that's coming from someone who's, like, high elo. I know a lot of people who, like, are high elo who, like, say, no, fuck it. It's my achievement to be Diamond or whatever, and they just don't want other people to be Diamond. I saw the one, who posted it? Riot Blastoise. He doesn't work on, like, obviously the rank team or whatever, but he had, like, a suggestion where it's, like, I think it was Master. Master's the one below Grandmaster and Challenger, right? That's just a flat percentage. Rather than a flat number, or like an open amount, sorry, it's a flat percentage. If you are X top percentage of players, you are master tier. I feel like they need a tier like that. I feel like that's a really good way to do it.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Like, Grandmaster and Challenger are fixed values, and if you don't fall in there, but you are still within this, let's say, I don't know, half percentage of players,
mm-hmm.
then you fall within Master.
Yeah, because obviously you need to have Challenger and Master be top 200, top 500, or whatever. That's a good way of mm-hmm. doing that. That makes sense. But after that, having a percentage value for the rest of it sounds... It feels weird to have those two amounts and then have a tier where it's just kind of like, hey, anyone can float in here if you're above Diamond 1. And
yeah,
it like can be any number. Yeah. Like, there's some servers that have 2,500 Master players. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah. But thanks, Patrick. That was... Yeah, it was the first time I think I've seen that distribution laid out like that. So mm-hmm. really cool. Next email is from, Undertoned, the boy. He said, hey, my dudes, it's your glorious fanboy from eons ago, Undertoned here, and from Korea, visiting the world and still listening to your top tier show. But hey, I got a skin line unlike any other. I call it the Hustler's line. First up is Ivern in his new skin, Big Daddy Ivern. He carries a pimp cane with him and has a purple suit. His melee attacks are only backhanded slaps because he ain't no bitch, but you are his. When he summons Daisy, she already has lowered health because he had to show her her place. Jesus. She is dressed super skimpy because it's what he likes. His chromas would just be other super colorful suits. Up next is Big Pimp Graves. It's just regular Graves, but with a black and mild, and he's black. The voice actor also came in to drop a few N-words in his lines to just spice it up. Jesus Christ. Thirdly, we got Gragas. Gragas, being the thick boy that he is, downs malt liquor only, and you can't understand anything he says ever. No clothes on, but his fat covers him enough to not need clothes, so it's basically just drunk, naked Gragas. There'd be chromas, but you couldn't tell any difference. Riot just wants the money. Fourthly, we got Swain. Already having a cane, he's a big pimp. His voice is silkier than usual, but you know you can't cross him. When he... What?
I have no idea what that word's supposed to be.
When he kills you, he shouts, "Where's my money, bitch?" and reveals his true form, pulling out a gun and using that for his auto attacks. No damage changes. Lastly, I would be crazy not to mention Teemo. Never underestimate the power of a Glock 45, he says as he claps some hoes. Pop, 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 mushrooms? Nah, instead he lays down bad loans. They do no damage, but instead give you 100 gold. Depending on how many more mushrooms you step on, the interest increases by 100%. After 10 minutes or when Teemo collects on you, you must pay him back on full with interest or delay your respawn by 1 second for each gold you owe the big boss. Anyway, that's it for my stupidity for one show. It's been fun emailing again. I hope to do it more often. Show is 16.5 out of 16.5. Would listen again. Thanks, Undertone. Nice to have you back. I like that Teemo idea. It doesn't do anything, but eventually you'll pay.
No, you're just going to break your fucking knees. Just lose one movement speed permanently instead of the temporary slow.
Yeah. Jeez.
Oh, God. Thanks for the email. Up next is from Sam. It says, last week I was listening to the Nautilus talk, and I had an idea. Imagine his ult has, like, 3 charges, and they have to be cast in a certain window, but they're all, like, Karthus Q. So you just get to pick a spot on the map, and then you get to make a little watery splash that knocks people up, but you can only hit a champion once. Okay. And then he goes on to...
He sent another email, so I just pasted
gotcha,
it here.
Gotcha, okay. So I'll read through that, and then we can discuss each of them separately. Mm-hmm. Hey again, boys. I want to put something about the TF Blade thing. I think Lee Sin was also abusing the broken remade system. The point of the system is that if someone AFKs, you don't have to 4v5. If the Lee Sin took the wrong runes and did it, he would be super shitty. Like, because the Lee Sin did something nice, he gets a pass. But it's kind of lame that everyone else has to wait in queue just for a remake because one player's dumb. Okay, so throwing a little bit of shade on the character that has wrong runes and then just chooses to DC for the remake and take the loss. Okay.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I think the general consensus is that they're both in the wrong, but it is kind of shitty to take advantage of, for a TF Blade to take advantage of it, while also it's kind of shitty that Lee Sin was taking advantage of it, you know?
Yeah, and I think the biggest thing, though, that you can, like, make the argument for of why what TF Blade was doing is a little bit, I think, worse in my mind is because, okay, Lee Sin is abusing the remake system, but in doing so, net result, everyone else loses just a little bit of time, and he loses ELO. Whereas in TF Blade situation, four players on the enemy team are now going to lose Elo because of this you know, exploit that would have lost nothing, you know, previously. So not only do they have to play out the whole game and lose even more time, but they also lose their Elo, which is unfortunate. That being said, Nautilus thing, I think, yeah, charges like that could be kind of cool. If he had to, like, yeah, pop him in a short window, kind of like old Xerath ult almost, where he just gets, like, three pops.
That'd be super interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. All right. Well, thanks for the email, Sam.
Yeah, thanks, Sam. Next up is from Logan. He said, I have both last week's and this week's roundtable in this one. Barrier is global and shields your entire enemy team and towers. Ghost becomes literal, and the first enemy champion hit after casting Ghost becomes horrified and cannot use summoner spells for 10 seconds. And then the skin line would be an anime hero skin line. Saitama Lee, Uzumaki Zed, Asuna Fiora, Rimuru Zack, Bulma Jinx, but with boobs to sell millions, etc. Logan.
I like how you could tell which one of those shows you had seen and which ones you couldn't. So I knew all of those.
So what is Zed?
Zed is Uzumaki, which is from Naruto, which is Naruto's last name.
Okay.
Asuna is Sword Art Online. Yeah. Yeah. Rimuru is that time I got reincarnated as a slime. He's the slime.
Gotcha.
So it'd actually be perfect if there is a Rimuru Zack skin. And you know Bulma and Saitama.
Mm-hmm.
I would hope.
Yeah.
That could be real cool, I think, actually.
Yeah. Hey,
that's all like licensed characters, though, so that's a little tough.
Yeah. But thanks, Logan. Thank you, Logan.
All right, and last email here for the show is from Jake. It says, hey, I haven't written in a while. However, recently I've noticed some things that I can't really find anyone talking about. First, however, I want to talk about the cheese picks you guys did a little while ago. Viger, a cheese pick that we did a while ago. Viger and Alistar Bot, my friend and I, both low plat, took it into some normal games, and holy fuck is it fun. As long as you ban out Morg and Ezreal, most matchups are favorable. We won 5 games in a row before taking it into rank, and we've played about 20 games ranked total with a 70% win rate. Made so many people AFK.
Jeez.
It's the most fun I've had in League in a while. What I wanted to talk about, though, is the new player experience in League. My friends and I all decided to make new accounts and level them from to 30, and then try to get them into Iron 4 to experience all it has to offer. However, while leveling accounts, I noticed that these pre-30 games were not full of new players at all, but toxic smurfs, who in reality are mostly silver players who've had their main accounts banned. They spend the whole game being incredibly toxic, flaming the actual new players for being bad, and accusing my friends and I of scripting because they've never played against someone with a brain before. Have any of you experienced this? I feel like being a new player would be incredibly awful right now. I know if I were just starting League, the pure toxicity and apparent difficulty of the game would make me want to quit and play something else. Jake.
So, from what I understand, is that once you start winning a bunch of games and once you start building properly, Riot has a bunch of ways to figure out if you are a smurf rather than a new player, and we'll start queuing you against what?
Oh, your mic's doing the static thing.
You take over.
Yeah, they have a bunch of ways to determine actually how familiar you are with MOBAs, like building the right items, your APM, like the amount of mouse clicks you do, how often you take turret shots accidentally, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It'll, like, the matchmaking will get better over time. Did you have anything to add to that, Aiden?
I was just gonna say, like, it recognizes smurfs very well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know if Aiden's mic was still wonky, but, like, it's really good at it. Like, when I recently leveled an account from 0 to 30 and, like, finished off that last section, and it knew, like, I was playing on my level, like, 23 account, and it was matching me with plat players when I played normal games. Because it knew that I was not a level 23 player. So it catches on to that pretty quick. I think especially if you're queuing up with friends and it's seeing that you're all doing that, it's going to, you know, make that even faster to make that decision that you're a smurf and put you into that different queue. That being said, definitely there are a lot of players that are out there also smurfing that are very toxic, whether it because they're banned on their main account. It, you know, might be because they're, you know, silver and they want to, you know, just stomp on new players and be like, look at me, I'm so good, because they don't win ranked. you know, there's a lot of different reasons it could be that way, but definitely it's out there. I think for actual new players who are not placed into that, like, Smurf queue, I don't think it's quite as bad, but unfortunately there's just a lot of toxicity in the game in general.
Yeah, I agree.
That being said, I think this has kind of always been a concern for newer players. I think toxicity from Smurfs is not something that's really new to League. So I can't say that it'll get better or that it's gotten worse. Just kind of like something that exists that is almost impossible to like fix at the root, I think. But hey, that brings us to the end of episode 383. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you want to check out our Twitters, it's at LeagueCast and at LeagueCastFrost. On Facebook, we are LeagueCast. Our TeamSpeak address is ts.leaguecastpodcast.com. If you would like access to our Discord, you can send us an email, mail@leaguecastpodcast.com. Alternatively, you can email us about anything. We'll read it out and answer it to the best of our abilities. Twitch.tv/BlueBasket and /KingLardOut are where we stream. I'm going to try to stream some Teamfight Tactics this week.
Ooh, Colton, are you allowed to? Is there an NDA?
I don't think there is. I didn't read that. Take me to jail. I think Colton will be streaming the Anivia Ornn bot lane when we do it, so make sure you drop a follow on those. And then support us on Patreon, patreon.com/LeagueCast. That's it for 383.
We'll see you next week. Please, we're starving. We can't eat unless you support.
We'll see you next week for 384.
Bye.
Someone come up with a funny outro.
Bye.
Next time on LeagueCast Z.